Welcome to all of you who are here with us tonight, those of you here in person, those of you joining us online, and any who may watch or listen to this later. We welcome you tonight to the South Jordan City Council meeting. Tonight we have some good stuff ahead. We're looking forward to it. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the city of South Jordan with these outstanding public servants up here with us. We have an excellent city council. We thank each of you for your service to the city and our administrative staff. You know what I'm going to say. If you've ever been here, you know what I'm going to say. We have the best team. Thank you to all of you for what you do. We are going to open tonight's meeting. That is not right. I have the wrong. Well, I'm going to switch to this. I was like, it's not your turn to pray again. Well, you just did it.
I will.
Yeah, no. Thank you. We are going to, and I need to also mention, I thought it was. I was looking at the wrong agenda when I said this is a city council meeting. This is the City Council and Redevelopment Agency combined meeting of the City of South Jordan. We will open tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Dawn Shelton.
Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful to be gathered here this evening in these beautiful facilities and under peaceful circumstances. We're so thankful for the privilege of participating in our government, and we're thankful for the blessing of having self-government in our land. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the council members and our good mayor. We're thankful for their service, and we're thankful for their families that support them in that service. We're thankful for our staff and for their professionalism and the blessing that they are to the council members and the mayor and to the residents who live here. We pray that thou send thy spirit to be with us this evening, that we can discuss these important matters that are before us, and that we can be a blessing to those who live here now and to those residents who will live here in the future. We pray that thou bless our staff, that they may be safe, whether they're work is in public safety or whether it's in some other service to the city, that they can be protected from harm. We again thank thee for the blessings thou hast given us and ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Shelton. We will now have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Councilmember Jason McGuire.
Will the audience please rise? Please repeat the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The audience may be seated.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Very quickly, I'd like to just make a note that with Mr. Marler deciding not to run again for another term to the city council, he left a vacancy, open seats, and we have two candidates for that race, and they're both here with us tonight. So we'd like to welcome you here. We have Laurel Bevins and Kathy Johnson both with us. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here and for your interest in running for the city council and willingness to serve the city. We appreciate you. And by way of note, we also have Mr. Harris and Mrs. Zander, who are both running again and both running unopposed. Is that correct? Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Item D, we have the minutes that have been sent out to the council from our June 20th, 2023 City Council study meeting and our combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting. Anybody have any questions or concerns about those minutes, or is there a motion to approve them?
Mayor, I reviewed the minutes and found a couple of changes that need to be made. On page 8, I don't know if that was the page number of the minutes or the page number of the packet. I don't know, but it was just Just on the agenda of the minutes, there for the council meeting, and it just had Councilmember Zander leading the Pledge of Allegiance, and then underneath it, it noted that the mayor led the Pledge of Allegiance. Of course, Councilmember Zander was on a wonderful vacation and wasn't here, so anyway.
It's page 8 in the packet.
Okay, so page 8 of the packet. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Yeah, so should just note that the mayor led the minutes. And then it must be page 13 of the packet, then, I assume. And it's the last paragraph. I was speaking, and just about halfway to two-thirds through that, as Mr. Whatcott's name misspelled. It's just a typo. Not a big deal, but anyway. That's all I...
Thank you. I have a question about your concern about the page 8, the Pledge of Allegiance. The way I saw it, it says Pledge of Allegiance on the agenda by Councilmember Tamara Zander, and the notes say Mayor Ramsey led the audience in the Pledge of Allegiance in Councilmember Zander's absence. Are you okay with that?
Well, yeah, I'm fine with that if it's clear. I just thought it was funny that it said Councilmember Zander...
It's because that's how we published the agenda before we knew council members.
So, if that's...
We'll make sure it reflects what happened. I think it's good either
way. And maybe it does reflect what happened already, and I just, in my quick read of it, just thought, oh, she wasn't there.
No, it's a good question. Are you okay with having it work that way?
Yeah, I'm fine with that if it's...
And good catch on the name spelling. Everybody likes having their name spelled, right? That matters. Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions, amendments, concerns? Seeing none, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with the correction of Mr. Whatcott's name.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
Page 13.
Yeah, page 13. Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes with that correction made, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great, those minutes are approved. All right, mayor and council reports. I know we've been out for a month because we didn't have a meeting the week of July 4th, but I think we can get through these quickly. So if you can go fast, who'd like to go first?
I don't know if I can go fast, but I can go first.
I bet you can.
They actually have some pictures if they're ready, maybe. Rachel, were they going to do the photos for my... report? Oh, there they are. Okay. So, had the splash pad ribbon cutting. Had a great time there. If you guys just want to advance them, that would be great. Just threw that one in, showing that sometimes the city council can have a little bit of fun.
Good for you guys.
We're out there with our bare feet.
Back up. Does Brad have his shoes on?
I had meetings.
Bradley. Let your hair down.
So these pictures are from the Bingham Creek Regional Park grand opening. It was a fabulous turnout. I don't know how many people we had there, but I heard we went through like 300 kites.
So nice.
1,000, 2,000 for our park grand opening. Great. That was wonderful. And a big thank you to our staff that supported the Bingham Creek Regional Park Authority. Okay, if you guys can pause just a minute. So usually we don't bring up headstones, but I brought this up and there'll be one more as a way of saying thank you to our cemetery staff. We went and we're working on some family history, went out to this cemetery, and my kids even commented on how sad of shape the cemetery's in compared to South Jordan's. Wow. And so that's why I just threw those pictures in, was just to, as a thank you to our wonderful city staff and making sure the cemetery's nice. That's a little out of order, but I think the mayor knows that man.
But that is a birthday boy, and he is living it up as he was the first adult in the water.
He was. Additionally, since we met, I've met with the Arts Council and the Arts Council Master Plan Steering Committee, and then also had a night at the movies with the mayor and the Shelton family as part of Senator Fillmore's event. I think that's everything, Mayor.
It's been a whole month since that meeting, and I don't know how long it's been. Whenever the last time was we had that meeting, I didn't realize I was in the same jacket. It's been so long.
Oh,
I'm like, okay. Yeah, thank you. This is Andrew.
Well, these are not my pictures, but if you want to pull up mine.
Of Italy?
Yeah, I did, actually. This is kind of funny. While I was in, do you have my pictures, Mr. Day? I have like three or four. I just wanted to report that while I was away, I still had my city councilwoman hat on. And I found the most hilarious picture of how they dump garbage in Venice. And I had to take a picture. If you all look at this picture, it didn't occur to me in Venice. Of course, they have no roads. How do they dump their garbage? How does their police, their paramedics? This is their garbage boat. And this crane comes across, and you can see Keep Venice Clean. That's the garbage dumpster that was on the land. Everybody walks to it with their bags, dumps the garbage in. Then they haul it into the boat, dump it. You can go to the next shot. This is their paramedics in Florence. I just thought it was so fun as I'm looking around at all the city services. My daughter-in-law and my husband were like, get it over, like, move on. Next slide. This was a paramedic rushing in a boat. The gondolas had to pull over as the paramedic went ahead. I just was like, this is so astounding. Keep going. This was, they're having a heat wave, and this was their public notice. I'm so grateful we have emails, right? But they had such a bad heat wave that people, there was actually a couple of deaths while we were in Italy of because the heat was so bad and they don't have AC and enough cooling units. But anyway, had a fabulous time. But while I was away, I still kept my city council hat on, and I just kept looking around at the city services. Here's another man that was on the garbage crew going around picking up garbage off the, you can see the crane. It's just interesting how blessed we are here with the services we have and what they have to put up with, just in garbage. So that's my report.
Awesome. We're glad you had a good time.
I had a fabulous time.
Yeah.
Didn't miss you all at all.
Yeah. I know you're sad to be back. But
I'm glad to be back. Yeah. Glad to be back.
Okay. Mr. Marler.
Well, I've got a few fairly minor things on the 21st of June. I actually met with a developer for an hour or so regarding his projected development plans. On the 22nd, as mentioned, we had the Bingham Creek ribbon cutting. I think that was, it was wonderful. I could not believe the response and how many and the support that we had. That was just great. And I'll get to the pictures in just a minute. Okay, so don't go any further with those. So on the 28th, then we had the Heritage splash pad ribbon cutting, and just coincidentally, that's a photo that's up right now. We've already seen it, but I thought it was a wonderful occasion as well. Very nicely done. Thank you to staff and architectures and architectural firm and so on. I thought they did just a great job. My one of my family members is coming here in 2 weeks with three younger children. And I assure you, we will be going to the splash pad and having a great time. Also attended on the 29th, Gary's retirement open house. I think that was a wonderful occasion. And I was thinking before, at least on the way over here, this will be the first time that Gary hasn't been here in ages. And so I certainly want to wish him well tonight. I doubt he's listening. But, and then...
he didn't miss us either.
Yeah. And on the 30th, I had the great opportunity to be interviewed by the South Jordan Journal. So that was a nice opportunity. And got to share some thoughts and some experiences there. So that's all. Thanks, Mayor.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Harris.
Yes. a lot of these things have been mentioned. I'll just, I also attended the Bam Creek ribbon cutting. We had the South Jordan race series, so I was there at the beginning part of that. I didn't make it to the 11 o'clock part of the race, but we were there at the beginning when the kids' race was going on, so I went there to, you know, support everyone who was doing that, which those are always so much fun, and it's amazing how that event keeps growing, and there's more and more people that want to do those. It's amazing. We had a audit committee meeting that I also met with some of the city staff to discuss, you know, city insurance. So we did that. I think Representative Tischer, I think that was that meeting since the last time we met, or something. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we met with Representative Tischer. I'm just trying to remember what we did. Also, you know, had a sewer board meeting today, and just so the council can be aware, kind of a big decision was made today on the Rio Tinto annexation. That was approved unanimously by the sewer board, which I sit on. Great. And so it was good to it's good to see that get approved.
It's monumental.
Yes.
It's
a big deal.
For a long time to add all of that area to the service area.
Yeah. And that's important that happened for a number of reasons. But if it didn't, and that was separated out, wasn't part of the sewer board, then we would actually lose our seat on that sewer board, because we have to have the entire city has to be, you know, part of altogether for that to work. So it was important that did so. So that was good. So, and that's my report.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shelton.
I think I have some pictures. There's a family at Bear Lake during the 4th of July week. Have access to a cabin up there. There's Jonathan at the my son Jonathan, who's special needs. And there isn't a Disney princess that he hasn't had a crush on at one time or another. Anyway, this was at the grand opening of the park. I took a video of that bike. I don't remember what they're called, but
they're called conference bikes.
Conference bikes. So you have a conference.
We so need one.
We need the
we should do next that work session.
Look at conference bike.
Exactly.
Mr. Lewis is not a people.
One, two, three, four, five. How many people fit on that?
Everyone wants to be the driver.
There's only one steering. So
we put the flag council and the mayor and Dustin on with us.
Okay. Thought that was fun.
Darling.
The artwork that was being done on Jonathan's face was for Ariel, who he's currently in love with. But you know, and what's you can't fault any of the Disney princesses, so I can't fault his taste. You know. Anyway, I'll tell you some more stories about that sometime when we have more time, but. Met with Representative Tischer and regarding transportation. Met with Senior Advisory Committee. I was at the splash pad opening and the audit committee and Gary's retirement party and the movie. And I went did the ruck with the staff and Gary and a few folks, and that was kind of fun to hear his thoughts about different locations in the city. I'm sure you organized that, Dustin, or some of your staff members did. And then Jonathan's been involved with the Unified Golf out at Glenmore, and he's pretty excited. Tomorrow is their first tournament. It's in his mind, it's the state championship for Unified Golf, and he's looking forward to getting a hole in one. And he golfs with Robin and I occasionally, and he always gets a hole in one.
Win cars for that.
Always. Doesn't matter how many strokes it took, he gets a hole in one.
That's how you count the strokes.
Yeah.
A hole in one last stroke.
Right. And I can tell you, he would tee it up everywhere. if I let him, even on the green, but I won't let him. So anyway, we have a lot of fun with that. I've had some interactions with staff during this period of time. There was a change made to how folks can file complaints or with the city or let the city know about problems like potholes or streetlights out and that sort of thing. Just talked with Mr. Lewis, and he made a change to that process so it can be a little easier for residents, and I appreciate that. Had conversations with Mr. Clavino for a resident. Google Fiber had put a box essentially out in their lawn. It was pretty unsightly. And anyway, he was able to get the box removed entirely. And there's still Google Fiber there, so it's great. And then I've been talking with Mr. Lewis and also Colby. I think it's Colby Hill, isn't it?
Colby Hill.
Yeah. Arranging day of service stuff for our coordinating council out west of Bangor Highway. So anyway, I appreciate staff's help with all those things and others. I'm sure I've missed something that seems like I was talking to a lot of staff the last few weeks. So anyway, if I missed you, I apologize. I do appreciate the staff's help with all those things. That's my report, Mayor.
Thank you. Before I give mine real quick, can we go back to Mr. Marler's photos?
I got talking, and then I didn't even look up to look at the photos, but I am pretty proud that we flipped the strip in my entire cul-de-sac.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just wanted to... Oh, here I am again with all the barefoot people.
There it is.
So this is, and keep holding here, don't go too fast. But so I just wanted to show maybe the, in fact, the public, I think we were talking about maybe putting some of these photos up just to give people an idea of how it really happens step by step. But this is putting in the separators between the planting areas and the rock. And this is my next door neighbor helping out right here and his wife. So, okay, next one. So they dump a big load of rocks right out in the middle of the cul-de-sac there and a lot of dirt and everything else, you know, with it. But so we haul that over in wheelbarrows. You can see my house is the red brick one on the left there. And you can see some of the planter areas there in front. Okay, next one. I'll be fast here. Okay, one more. Yeah, and so there we're watering down some of the planting areas. Next one. And that's just kind of what it looks like from the sidewalk angle. And then a next one.
Beautiful. Good.
And this is planting them all the planting areas there with a couple of the next door neighbors. It was a lot of fun. It was a good neighborhood experience that we had, and I think that we all enjoyed. And I think there's one more one other planter one, but it's this is one of the other neighbors on the other side finishing up part of the cul-de-sac. And if you'll go back to those last two, please. This is actually the 4th of July at the Heritage Park. And so I thought it would be interesting for people to see that this place was packed. I couldn't believe how many people were there. It was just widely accepted and loved. Next one. Yeah, and this is another angle there. I happened to see Chair Hollist and her family from the Planning Commission was there with her family, and everyone was just having a great time. So I thought I'd share that we didn't just go through the motions. It's really being used, and it was a lot of fun. Okay, is there any other? No, good. Okay, I'm
awesome.
Done. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. The cul-de-sac looks great. So good. Okay, I have just three pictures. I'm not going to touch on anything that's already been said. Just echo ditto, everything except Italy, clearly. So that, but everything else, I had the chance. Oh, I didn't even submit this one. Yes, we did.
We had some
extras. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what a great day that was. A really great day. And I was at a Point of the Mountain board meeting today with Mayor Wilson, and we had a really good conversation about additional projects that we're working on in collaboration with Salt Lake County. Got some really good updates from her today, and I think we've got some really great things that are going to happen soon. We'll have some good conversations about some more collaborations that have been in the works for a while. Yeah, it's good. Things are good. We appreciate our partnership and our unique partnership. And she couldn't say enough good about the work that's being done here in South Jordan, so hats off to everyone who's part of it, all of our council and our staff. That was a really good day. Okay, a couple of things that are unique just to me. I had the chance to perform a marriage on Friday.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you recognize who that gentleman is. His name is Rodney Shaw, and he is the principal of Bingham High School.
Oh.
And he's a very good friend of mine.
Oh, my God.
And called me a year ago and said that they're engaged and asked if I would put this date on my calendar a year from now. And
wow.
So they got married Friday, and it was so lovely. It was in his backyard, and it was just a lovely event, and I just appreciated the chance to be there and be part of their special day. They're a pretty amazing couple, and happy for them. So this was yesterday. Yesterday, we had the privilege of hosting the Big Cities Caucus, the 12 largest cities in the state, which are all of the cities of the first and second class, which is based on their population. Came together, and we had a full room at our public safety building, and then also a lot of folks online who were from other parts of the state that maybe couldn't make the drive. Anyway, we met for 2 hours yesterday, had a really good conversation, a lot of policy conversations, a lot of follow-up questions similar to what has been asked to LPC, and to really get some, if they've been asked of the board, to get some input as we create our priorities going forward and figure out what our soft lines in the sand are before we reach our hard lines in the sand, you know. Anyway, really productive meeting yesterday, and appreciate our staff for helping to facilitate that, make sure we were set up and, you know, had drinks, and it was great. It was really nice. And for a lot of those folks, like Mayor Cafusi, she just said, this space is amazing. And, you know, she came from Provo and hadn't been in that space before and really loved it, and she loved the fountains out front. Anyway, people really were a fan of the building. They had nice things to say. This is Dan and I. We had the privilege, the opportunity to attend an event right before it opened, the night before it opened. So if you aren't aware, the tabernacle from the Old Testament, the life-size replica of the tabernacle, is here in South Jordan right now. And it is free to attend. It is at 2450 West, 104th South, which is the LDS Church.
My state.
West of Bingham High School, directly west of Bingham.
Yeah, my state.
And
nice.
It's a fantastic life-size display, open to anybody. It's open 7 days a week. You can look at the information to get the hours and things. But for anyone who might be interested, it's incredibly well done. And as I said, it's a replica of the tabernacle from the Old Testament. And it will be in South Jordan until August 2nd. So I bring that up because it's a unique display and a unique event to have in the city. And so anyone who might be, you know, care about that or have any interest in that are welcome to check that out. But it was a privilege to be there and to attend that night before it opened up, and appreciate, actually, Kathy Johnson, who's here with us, is one of the people helping to organize, make sure that whole thing goes off without a hitch. It's a lot of work, and so appreciate your work on that. But for anyone who might be interested, that's a special event in South Jordan.
It's really
right
neat,
now.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
Mackenzie was one of the volunteers. She did the introduction video. So
nice.
She was there.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
So thank you, all of you, for all of your work. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to move on. Item F on our agenda is public comment. As always, we're very proud of how we do things here in South Jordan, and anyone who would like to address the council, we promise you our respect and ask the same from you. We're proud to have civic dialogue here in this space, and would welcome any public input that anyone here might have. So we'll first turn to in-person. If there's anyone who would like to address the council, you're welcome to come on up. Give us your name and address, please, for the public record. And everyone gets 3 minutes to speak, and the time is now yours.
I'm Randy Satchwell. The address is 2578 West Country Bend Drive. And I'm very satisfied that the tone of my comments tonight are going to take a 180-degree difference of where they'd have been earlier. On about April 28th, I had sent Councilman Marler an email, and Mayor, you may have received it also. I was very concerned with South Jordan opting out of the state money for water conservation. And last week, Jason sent me an email saying that an agreement had been there. The sad thing is I don't think too many residents really know it. The neighborhoods that I talked to had no idea. So I would like to, you know, commend the council and the mayor and the city workers of working out something. Although my anxiety level was quite high, it is now lower. So thank you. And if I offended anybody with my emails, I apologize for that. But I am sort of blunt, and I write the way that I see it. And I apologize, but I thank you very much for working that out, because it's a major piece of cash if you're trying to put in the local scape. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to address the council? No, seeing none. Is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, we would ask you to turn your camera on and give us a wave. Last call. Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public comment portion of our meeting and move on to item G1. Looking very forward to this, the oath of office for the city manager. This is kind of a big deal. It's a big deal. We are excited to have Mr. Dustin Lewis officially take his oath of office. So we will turn to our city recorder, Mrs. Anna Crookston, to administer that oath and invite Mr. Lewis to come on down front. Come hang out down front. And if you would like your family to come up and stand by you, join you, whatever you'd like to do, if you want to do it on your own and take pictures after, however you want to do it.
Oh, they'll just take pictures. Okay. I'm just worried because we joke about this. She may make me hop on one leg.
Yeah. Oh, she's been waiting for this for a long time. Yeah.
Family.
All right. I think there's a photo op there that needs to happen. So if you'd like to sit
come on,
that
Dustin.
Down, we're going to invite you to get a picture with your family who's here. And then we're going to come down and join you real quick for a photo.
And smile.
You stand right in front of this thing because then I can get the sun. Dustin tries to avoid the photos whenever possible.
We do know that. We do.
I was going to say, does he do that with you too?
He's an amateur.
All right. Oh, sorry, I'm already taking a few. Y'all have your smiles on. So great. One more this way.
It's not the sun.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to run down and join you real quick.
They're going to make you do it all.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It is monumental to get a new city manager in the city of South Jordan. Some cities go from the back, maybe not.
That's true.
Very, very fast, but the longevity, and it's a big deal. So we're glad to have you.
Apparently now we're naming buildings after our city manager.
I know.
He was told yesterday all he has to do is do this job for 44 years and he'll have a building. He loved that idea.
I see. Don moving out of the way. All right. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. I would like to do about 20 of them, you know. I know you love this stuff. Okay.
Right. And other duties as assigned.
Ah, yes.
Being photos. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe you need a photo with wine.
Well, I think it might be appropriate to have the new city manager have a picture with the city attorney.
I'm gonna take care of that. Don't worry, we got it covered.
Our staff is all gonna start dropping like flies one by one. We're out, we're out, we're out. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And officially, thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Thank you. Thank you to the mayor and the council, to all the staff that support me. I really appreciate that. Thank you to my wife and my son who is here tonight. He actually got his mission call earlier today, but because he wants to have a party with his friends to open it, and I couldn't be there tonight, he's waiting till tomorrow.
Oh. We can invite everyone to just come here.
Is he your first?
Yep, he's our first. We just have the two. The oldest one got married last year, and he's going on a mission now. So.
How exciting.
We're proud of him.
Wow.
Good young man.
You should be. Yeah. Thank you for being here. We're going to bust this out as fast as we can. And the rest of that is your call. Okay. Thank you. We are very excited for our next presentation. We have a cast performance here to give us a sneak peek of the Scarlet Pimpernel. We are looking very forward to that. Janelle, if you have any introductions for us, we'll take it. Janelle Payne, our Director of Recreation. We love this every year.
Thank you.
So fun.
Yeah, we're very excited. This is Karen Tucker as well, if you want to come up. Or wave whatever you're comfortable with. She is the director of Sandbox Theater, who is our partner in putting on this show this year and season. We're very excited. Then they have the cast, and they'll do a short number as a preview for you.
Awesome. Thanks.
We just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity to do this show. We open a week from Friday. We have an incredible cast. We have members of residents of South Jordan who are part of this, as well as we have cast members from Layton to Provo. Yeah. So it's very inclusive, and it's a great show, so please come see it. So presenting Percy and the Bounders from the Scarlet Pimpernel for you.
If you join me, you put your lives on the line, every one of you. We are all of us afraid, but if we do not do this, who will? David walked into the valley with a stone clutched in his hand. He was only a boy, but he knew someone must take a stand. There will always be a valley, always mountains one must stay. There will always be perilous waters which someone must sail. Into valleys, into waters, into jungle, into hell. Let us ride home again. With a story to tell. Into darkness, into danger, into storms that rip the night. Don't give in, don't give up, but give thanks for the glorious fight. You can tremble, you can fear it, but keep that fighting spirit alive. Boys, let the spirit of steel flee into battle, spring to your feet. Boys, never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will grow. Hold your heads even higher and into the fire we go. Come.
lads. We can do this. We have the abilities. You're a great fencer. And you are the master of disguise. Come, lads. You can sneak in. We can do this, can't we? Can we?
Yes.
Can we? Yes. Yes. Sir. Give me some. We can do this now. All of us together. Ready? Okay. Here we go now. Are there mountains that surround us? Are there walls that block the way? Knock them down, strip them back, boys, and forward, and into the fray. Into terror, into valor, charge ahead, no, never turn. Yes, it's into the fire we fly, and the devil will learn. Someone has to raise a valley rushing, we can rally and win. Boys, when the world say not to, by now you know you've got to march on. Boys, never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will go. All the harder and higher and into the fire. We go. All right, let's get into our disguises now, shall we? Not yet. Should we? Can we? Put your fears away. What?
Do it.
Do it. No, not yet. Put your fears away. All this time is work. Let the fears fight. Let the force of it rock you. We will have a day sailing into the fire. Now, land ho.
Yes.
This is it. Let's go. Change into your costumes. We'll slip right into them, lads. They'll never know we were there. Blend in. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Someone has to make a valley rush in. We are rallying and winning. Boys, when the world say not to, by now you know you've got to march on. Boys, never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt your courage will grow. Yes, it's higher and higher and into the fire we go.
See if we can take a picture with you as well. Is that okay?
No.
All right, line up. We want to advertise this far and wide. Make sure everybody comes.
Ah, yes.
Oh, it's not me on the telly.
We're all very shy.
Oh, must be.
We don't like our picture taken much, so.
Oh, no. Be the roses amongst the thorns. Seriously. Get a window mirror. Yes, how well you're looking.
You're fine.
All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. 3, 2, 1. I always love being called back up.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Nice. Appreciate it. Oh, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get your shoes.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
To nominate a mayor pro tem for about 2 minutes. My son has been serving his mission exactly 1 year today and is calling for his very, very, very brief moment to call, and it's his dad's birthday, and I want to jump on really super fast. I'll be right back. Thank you.
I'll nominate Mr. Brad Martyr.
Second. Okay, we have a motion on the table to have a mayor pro tem for a very small period of time. And I guess I've been nominated. All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Very good. We'll continue on without our trusty mayor here. I believe the next item on the agenda is item H. It's an action item, resolution R-2023-32, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement between the City of South Jordan and Salt Lake County for 300 West improvements to Dry Creek Channel. And we'll let Mr. Clavino report on that.
Yeah, good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and members of the council. I will not be singing this presentation, but that's okay. if it's okay with the council, both these items involve the same project. We've been working for quite some time to bring this project to fruition. So I'm just going to briefly describe what's going on and why we're doing it, and then the partnership we have with the different agencies. So just so to orientate you, this is 98 Shields Lane, 100 South in this area, Jordan Gateway, I-15. So that's where this project generally is at. And it involves Dry Creek. So Dry Creek, I'm not sure exactly where it starts over here in Sandy, but it comes up, comes under the freeway, comes up here, crosses under 300 West, under the railroad tracks, comes up this way, goes under Jordan Gateway, and then goes under Shields Lane and heads on that way.
So is it fair to say it's not always dry? That's why we have to do something about it.
It is dry a lot of times. That's why it's called Dry Creek, I guess. But interestingly, a number of years ago, some of these developments were happening in this area, and we noticed they were in a floodplain, and even part of the Ulterdent building here was in the floodplain. And I kind of asked the question, well, why is this in the floodplain when we had this large culvert here, you know? And doing some research, we found out when Jordan Gateway was constructed, which was before my time here at the city was supposed to follow through with a LOMAR, a letter of map revision, to take this out of the floodplain. And the city did not do that. For whatever reason, it got forgot by staff or whatever. So when we discovered that a few years ago, we budgeted some money to start a letter of map revision to revise this. And when you do these letter of map revisions with FEMA, you have to go downstream, I forgot exact distance, but a significant distance, and you have to go upstream a significant distance. At the same time, we were doing this LOMAR, Sandy City had replaced, I'm not sure, I can't remember where it crosses Sandy, but wherever it crosses, because I think it goes like this somehow, they were doing a LOMAR too, and had the same issue. So their LOMAR was coming down and joining with ours and up there. So, but as the consultant we were using, Bowen and Collins, was analyzing all this, they discovered that if we file a letter of map revision, yes, we'll take this out of the floodplain, we'll take this out of the floodplain, but we add all this into the floodplain, including the swap building to the north of 100 South and all this property here along that's in our city. Because when the culvert was done here, they did it at the wrong elevation, unfortunately. So the conclusion was that we needed to replace this box culvert, slightly change the profile of the road. We would tear out the road anyhow doing the box culvert. So let me clear this back up. It's getting kind of messy. And also there is a storm drain from UDOT that comes into here. So Sandy City on their own dime went in and already fixed that issue. We have done some, paid some costs to date in working with the railroad and some other agencies. The landowner has brought in some dirt to help us with the profile of the road once we rebuild it, kind of put it to the side. So the Salt Lake County, since the Dry Creek is a Salt Lake County facility, per se, a drainage facility, they have agreed to pay $300,000 towards the cost of this culvert reconstruction. Sandy City has agreed, and the property owner has agreed to add an additional $50,000 to what he's already done. And then Sandy City and ourselves agreed to split the remainder of the costs. So it's kind of a four-way partnership to get this done. And so these two local agreements, let me back up. So once that work is done, then jointly the city of Sandy and the city of South Jordan will file a LOMAR with FEMA to take all this out of the floodplain once the work's done. There's two resolutions, two separate interlocal agreements. One is with the county to get the $300,000, and the other one is with Sandy City to ultimately split the construction costs, which we haven't bid yet. So we have some estimates, which is in the agreement, but the actual cost will be what the actual costs are when it happens. I hope that makes sense, what I tried to describe. It's kind of complicated trying to get four parties together. Believe it or not, governmental agencies don't always play in the sandbox well together, but we've been working pretty well on this. And Sandy City, I think, has taken the interlocal agreement, the other side, to their council tonight. I'm not sure when the county council will hear the other half of the Salt Lake County agreement, but shortly here. So the plan would be, once these agreements are in place, that since it's in our city, we're going to be doing the bidding and taking charge of the construction. And we've already worked it out with Jerry Siner that we can close the road for a period of time because they use that as their back access while we reconstruct this. And but once we bid it, it'll probably be 3 or 4 months before they do any work because it takes that long to get those box culverts constructed and delivered. So. And since it's just an action item, not a public hearing, I can answer any questions at this point.
Mr. Clavineau, can you help us understand why it's important to take these areas out of a floodplain? What is it that we're accomplishing by doing this?
One is insurance for them. Two, we don't allow, parking can be in the floodplain, and so this property really can't get developed right now because of the issue. There's a little bit of an issue with this building, but they were able to work it out. But we're just trying to clean this up, something the city had committed to do years ago and didn't follow through with that commitment. So, as we analyzed this, we discovered that if we do it without reconstructing this culvert, then all this gets put in the floodplain. And Sandy is doing the same thing. So if they file, they'll have the same issue. So the whole thing needs to be cleaned up in order for this whole section to be taken out of the floodplain, if that makes sense.
I have one question. So what, Mr. Clavino, what is our share of the expense then?
Approximately, this is right now based upon estimates, but about $271,000 more is what our commitment would be now.
Our piece.
Yeah, based upon the estimates. It may be a little more, maybe a little less, depending how the bids come in. But we have $340,000 budget, somewhere around in that range. So,
thank you.
I'm documenting that Mrs. Zander is quite warm because it's rare, and it backs up my claim that it's warm.
Usually it's cold in this room.
This is my first time I've ever been hot in City House. Ever.
This is my unanimous time I've ever been hot in City House.
Okay. It happens when people
thank
turn
you.
60.
Yeah, 60. Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a long
Mayor,
list of 60.
I have another question.
Please,
Mayor.
Go ahead.
Mr. Luce suggested that I ask if this is in the budget already, or if we're modifying the budget.
No, it's already in the budget.
Okay. That is important for the kind of vote that we do.
Okay. Excellent. Any additional questions?
I have one.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the allotments of money. Do you feel comfortable? I know you said it's hard to get government agencies to cooperate.
the combination of what Sandy City is contributing, the Salt Lake County is contributing, we're contributing, and your assessment, or is it a fair allotment between the three?
I think it's as fair as we can get. I wish the county would have said they will just pay whatever the cost of the culvert is, but they said the max that we'll pay is $300,000. But I'm really grateful for the city of Sandy because they stepped up and said, we'll split the cost with you. So if say the culvert costs $350,000, the county will give us $300,000 of that, and then the $50,000 would be split between us and Sandy. So I think in the end, it's a really good deal for the city because this is all in the city of South Jordan. So to get Sandy to participate as much as they are, I think it's a great thing for us.
Okay. I appreciate that perspective. Thank you.
And yeah.
No, that's okay. That's good. Anyone else?
No.
All right. This is not a roll call vote, right? This is an acclamation vote. Just making sure, because there is no adjustment to the budget, correct? All right. With that, I will ask if there is a motion. Mr. Clavino, thank you very much. Is there a motion on resolution R2023-32? Authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement between the city of South Jordan and Salt Lake County for 300 West improvements to Dry Creek Channel.
Mayor, I'll move to approve resolution R2023-32 as stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any additional discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. That passes unanimously. Moving us to item H2, resolution R2023-33, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement between the city of South Jordan and Sandy City for the 300 West improvements to Dry Creek Channel. Any additional questions to that? All right. Can I get a motion on that?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R2023-33.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Thank you. Taking us to item H3, resolution R2023-36, designating the interim emergency successors for 2023-24 and identification of alerting authority and individuals authorized to send alerts. This is something that we do every year. We appreciate our city manager, Dustin Lewis, for presenting this one to us.
Yes, typically we do this at our June meeting, but because we had so many pending changes with people switching seats, we delayed that so that we could send the state the most updated list. So what you have tonight is the same resolution that you've seen the last couple of years. It's been updated to reflect the changes in positions from city manager on down, as well as some updates to some position names with the county for activating the emergency alert system. Other than that, it's the same thing we've always done. If you decide to pass this tonight, we will send a copy to the state immediately so that we fulfill our requirements with them to report that.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions about this? Did you get a chance to look through it? The attachment is there. Looks good to me as well. If there are no questions, I'll ask if there is a motion on resolution R2023-36 designating the interim emergency successors for 2023-24 and identification of alerting authority and individuals authorized to send alerts.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R2023-36 as you have stated.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, we have some public hearing items to attend to. Item I-1, we appreciate having Matt Olson here on behalf of Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. Matt is Assistant General Manager, and he is a conservation wizard and water conservation professional, and Matt is here to give a presentation on behalf of Jordan Valley Water, which would have been presented by me as our trustee if not for the fact that I'm chairing this meeting, and so staff comes and does these and goes to these various meetings. So Matt, we'll turn the time over to you. Thank you.
Well, it always gives me an opportunity to
spend time in beautiful South Jordan, so thank you. I am here to talk about a proposed property tax increase by Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District for our next fiscal year budget. We do have a handout in your packet. We will be holding a public hearing on August 9th at 6 p.m. where residents of South Jordan can come and ask questions about the property tax increase. As you know, the legislature has provided water conservancy districts with a few ways to fund our operations. We have user charges or water rates, impact fees, and then property taxes. And you'll see in the packet that Jordan Valley Water, they receive roughly 30% of their revenue from property tax. This year, we're looking to do a 9.3% increase. You can see a breakdown in terms of what it may do to various amounts of home values. So for a $550,000 home, you're looking at about $9 a month. For a $700,000 home, you're looking at about $11, annually.
A year.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Sorry.
I'll just say that again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is $11 a year for a home, for a $700,000 home. Thank you. One of the major, thanks for catching that. One of the major capital projects that Jordan Valley is embarking on is an expansion of our Jordan Valley Water Treatment Plant in Harriman. Currently, it's the largest treatment plant in Utah. It can produce 180 million gallons of water per day. And now we're looking at 255 million gallons per day increase in capacity. And it's to help us in this very much growing service area of Salt Lake County, especially on the southwest portion of our service area. So those are the main things that we're hoping to share with the council today, and we're happy to take back any feedback or questions you may have about this property tax increase.
Okay, I appreciate it. Matt, I'm going to open the public hearing, and then we'll come back to council
okay.
questions.
That's great,
okay?
Yes.
Thank you. With just a quick reminder that in the 6 years I've been here, our trustee has always come, or a member of staff, to present this, and we learned a long time ago that this is part of a very incremental, long-term financial plan for Jordan Valley Water to not be overly burdensome at any one time, and to also make sure that the revenue exists to be able to meet this growing demand and to maintain, you know, service levels and all the things. So just making a note of that. And with that, I am going to open the public hearing on... Yeah, item I2, sorry. I will open the public hearing on the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District proposed property tax increase and see if there is anyone here in person that would like to speak to this. Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? If so, please turn on your camera. Last call. Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. And we don't have to have a vote on this of any kind. So you're welcome to ask questions. Should any of the council members have questions, this would be the time to ask those. But we don't take a vote on this.
Yeah, and the purpose of this meeting is...
informational.
You know, yeah, so you need to come here at the hold a public hearing. That's why you're here. So using this as the venue to be able to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. If they do have another public hearing, mm-hmm. that the public...
can go to the water
to,
district, and yeah. then also goes to every member agency yep. to have another one to open the opportunity. So there's, yes, yep. multiple opportunities for people to come and
yep.
Speak. Thank you for yep. pointing that out. Anyone have any questions for Matt?
I do.
Go ahead.
Matt, two questions. This incremental increase, if it's passed, would start 2024?
It would. So we run a fiscal year, so we would start in July.
July yep. next year.
Of this year.
Now. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this will
impact November payments
immediately. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second question is, we're talking about your district, your water district. I don't know exactly what that entails. The entire Salt Lake County, part of the Salt Lake County. Could you give us, just for clarity, anyone that's listening and myself,
What all does Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District entail?
Yeah, so Jordan Valley Water is a wholesale water provider for most of Salt Lake County. I would say if you take Salt Lake City and Sandy and some of the areas on the east side, that's not in our service area, but the rest of the Salt Lake County is, and we're about 750,000 people in that direct population. Indirectly, we're probably delivering to 1 million people in Salt Lake County.
It's so, the largest water district in the state, right?
Yeah, there's four large ones, and Jordan Valley's one of the largest, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. There are 17 member agencies.
17 member agencies, and I think the main idea behind water conservancy districts is it allows economies of scale for these large projects. It allows us to bring in water from hundreds of miles away into this valley. And because of those efforts of past water leaders, it allows us to grow the way we've been growing. And unfortunately, we don't have enough water locally to support all this population, but we've been very much benefited from foresight of previous water leaders. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I noticed in the packet as I was reading through it that you expect to develop some wells also. Is that correct?
Yes.
Have those been located already? Or?
Yeah, they've identified wells, and it is a – we try very, very much to have a very diverse supply portfolio, when we can acquire new wells, we'll do that. Typically, you'll see those on the east side of the valley. But you've probably heard of our reverse osmosis treatment plant. At times, we're actually looking to increase our well capacity to help with that project as well. So, those wells are typically from the contamination with Kennecott that right. is on the west side. Yep.
So it could be east side or west side.
Yeah, in this case, I'd have to verify which location those wells were, but typically we're developing new wells on the east side of the valley. Yeah.
And so do those wells run water through Harriman or through the treatment plant in Harriman, or do they go to the reverse osmosis plant?
So typically the wells that don't need to be treated, that don't have to run through our RO treatment plant, they generally don't need to go through any treatment other than adding chlorine or something like that, and they'll just put them right into our system and then deliver to whoever's closest to those wells is typically the ones that get it. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't recall, did you guys raise taxes last year as well?
We did, yep.
So do you do a tax increase every year?
No, generally we've historically done it probably on a 2 to 3 year cadence. One of the issues that I think we've run into is that we have tried really hard not to have double digit increases when we've been able to help it. And then with the increase in property values over the years, I think it's gotten away from us a little bit. So this year, with some of the values coming down, I think we're going to be able to get closer to that maximum that we can tax, which is that 0004 number that we generally try to get to. But that's the main reason why we've seen them a little more frequently over the last probably 5 years, 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
You made part of your comment intrigued me. You said maximum you can tax. So you have a cap by state mm-hmm. law? Or?
Yes. Yep, it's 0004. I don't know if it shows up in the packet. It doesn't look like it did. It does, but the number we're at right now is probably 0003-25 or something like that. And I forget what this gets us to, but it's probably closer to 0003-6 or something. Rough numbers. So.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions.
Good questions. Thank you. I just want to point out here in the packet, major capital projects and debt needs over the next 5 years, which property tax does help support treatment plant upgrades and expansion, $69.6 million. Two new storage reservoirs, $40 million. The new Southwest Aqueduct segment, $35 million. New wells and underground water development, $10.3 million. And debt service from $190 million of new bonds to be issued, which are going to need to be issued in order to accomplish the capital projects required to continue to deliver water, is another $30 million. So the Water District's plan is incremental, lower incremental property tax increases more frequently as a way of being able to keep up and pay for things. But you said on a $550,000 house, something like that, about $9 a year, on a $700,000 house, about $11
yes,
a year.
Yes, correct.
Because that's what people really want to know.
Right.
A percent, I think, is almost always misleading, right? Because a percent, nobody knows really what that equates to in dollars. Does that mean one Chick-fil-A sandwich? Does that mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
People want to be able to equate it to something that they can relate to. And so that's how it's relatable.
And if it's okay, one other benefit that we get from property taxes is it is a very stable revenue source. And as we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years, and I assume Jason Rasmussen was, I saw he was online, but we've had difficulty over the last few years with water revenue from rates, because sometimes there's not a lot of water, sometimes it's cold, sometimes you're in a drought, and this provides a good stable revenue source for us as we look to build these large projects. So,
yeah, thank you. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate being here. Thank you. All right, next, we will have a public hearing in just a minute on Ordinance 2023-06, vacating all of the East Town Center roadway dedicated plat in lieu of condemnation, amending Lot T3 of the Kennecott Master Subdivision Number 1, amended. That is a mouthful. We're going to turn to our Director of Planning, Stephen Schaefermeyer, to talk us through this before we open the public hearing.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is in the part of Daybreak sometimes called the Town Center, sometimes called Downtown Daybreak, sometimes called the Urban Center. And you can see Mountain View Corridor there and Granville with Lake Avenue on the south side and South Jordan Parkway on the north. There were some road dedication plats. Excuse me. Just buzzed at me. I don't think this is working. I think it's dead. So there were some road dedication plats that were recorded throughout Daybreak. Okay, there we go. And this was one of them. And it's these plats only showed roads, so no other land was being subdivided for development. We've had some roads that have been proposed for vacation in the past, and usually when I bring those to you, the main question is, well, if we vacate this, then what, right? What's going to replace it or not replace it? And so this is showing the roads. Again, none of the plat actually, it says less except parcel A, parcel B, parcel C, and parcel D. So those weren't subdivided for development. It was just the dedication of those roads. It provided some predictability for us as a city in terms of planning services and where the road network through this area would be, as well as other reasons why it made sense in 2019 to dedicate these roads. As the ownership has changed and there's a re-emphasis on this part of Daybreak for development, these roads no longer serve the needs of the landowner. And so they are requesting that you as City Council vacate these roads. They have not been built. They're not currently being used. The only person that this affects is the landowner, who is requesting that they be vacated. So it was a three-page plat. This is the Urban Center Plat 1 preliminary plat. It was approved recently by the Planning Commission, and it would replace the roads that are being requested to be vacated today. So the plat that's being vacated today actually covers a bit more area than is shown on this preliminary plat. However, this preliminary plat would extend those roads shown through the area that that is not included that also includes roads that are being vacated, if you followed that. I saw Jason's eyes and I wondered if he had.
rolling.
But again, this is the proposed street layout in this area, and your approval of the vacation tonight would not happen until, and this is in the ordinance, until this plat is recorded. So it hasn't been recorded yet. Once this is recorded, then if you choose to vacate the current plat that shows the streets, then that would go into effect. So that's how we sort of, again, maintain some level of oversight and control of our public roads being dedicated. Any questions?
Just for perspective, Mr. Stephen.
Yeah, you're good.
Schiefermeyer. It's about to call you Clavino. I'm like, I know that's not right.
Mr.
Stephen.
She's been gone for a while.
I've been on vacation. I'm still trying to warm up all of this. Could you just show me on the map, where is our public service building? Mm-hmm. It's right across from C106. Okay, it's over there. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big dirt plot. There's nothing there now. We have the north and the south border kind of established, but there are no roads.
And this plat, this proposed plat that was approved by the Planning Commission, doesn't go all the way to South Jordan Parkway.
Oh.
Just have the south.
So it essentially is that. And again, these are the roads that haven't been replaced by that preliminary plat, mm-hmm. but will be because the foundation is there.
So is that east? Sorry, west edge, that's not Mountain View. Mountain View is still a whole another parcel
away. Yeah, it's a
bit
further west. Uh-huh.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Good questions. Thank you. All right, we will open the public hearing then. Thank you very much. All right, we are now going to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2023-06, vacating all of the East Town Center roadway dedication plat. In lieu of condemnation, amending lot T3 of the Kennecott Master Subdivision number 1 amended. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? All right, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? All right, seeing none, we will close the public hearing and see if there's any additional questions or discussion. And if not, I'll ask if there is a motion on this ordinance.
Madam Mayor, I'll
go ahead.
Move that we approve Ordinance 2023-06, as you previously stated.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Harris and a second by Mrs. Zander. Any discussion? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead us in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
That passes unanimously. Thank you. All right. We're now going to have a presentation by our city attorney, Mr. Ryan Luce, on Resolution R2023-34, designating the South Jordan Redevelopment Agency, or known as the agency, as the city's agent for the South Station Housing and Transit Reinvestment Zone, which we affectionately referred to as the South Jordan HTRZ. So we have Ryan Lewis and also Brian Priest here with us.
Yeah, and I thought we'd just do them both at once, even though you're going to, after this, should you choose to designate the agency to be responsible for the HTRZ, then you'd immediately have an item before you for the RDA meeting as the board to accept that designation. And what it is essentially is, we run all our RDAs, participation agreements, and everything through Brian and his office, and we didn't see a reason to recreate the wheel and do it as a city if we already have a functioning place that does all that and legal counsel and everything worked out. So we would propose that you would designate that. That'll give us the ability to enter into interlocals and stuff between the two entities, which we'll bring back at the appropriate time. We already have a draft participation agreement that the developers are anxiously awaiting to get signed. Is that a good way to put it? Anxiously awaiting.
That's a very good way to put it.
I have a really exciting text string where they weren't happy with me.
They're anxiously awaiting.
Yes. So all of that to say, these next two items simply gives the board the authority to now run the HDRZ for the city as the state approval of it gave the city that authority. And we're just, I mean, you are the board. We're just moving it to an entity that has that legal sign, the dotted line authority.
And at some point in the future, if you want to change it back, you could.
Yeah, I mean, you're the board and you're the city council, so you get to do either. And I don't believe there's a public hearing, so we're happy to answer any questions. Or do we do a public hearing?
It's under public hearing.
We did put it under public hearing. I don't know why.
So we'll hold one just to be safe.
Sounds great.
Before we do, does anybody have any questions for Mr. Luce or Mr. Priest?
I do.
Go ahead.
You're talking about this, the governing board of the redevelopment agency. So
that's us.
Right. If a question or discrepancy comes up that this board, us, needs to address, would they go through you, go through Brian, or would they come directly to this board?
So I would say, if who's asking the question, if the board has a question or someone else?
Someone else.
So if it's board. A general member of the public or anything, say the auditor, they'd start with Brian. If they're legal issues, they would work with Smith Hart Vixen, Craig Smith, and then he always loops me in because he is legal counsel to the board.
Okay. Decisions are to the board, but they would start with some of the staff.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, we've had a request, like by Ivory, to use some of the money for affordable housings on that Ivory development. That all went through Brian's office and Craig, and they made the request. And, I mean, really, we work on it as a city. We all wear those multiple hats when it comes to it, but RDA is Brian. Yeah,
but we always loop
Brian
in because we...
And the city manager are always directly involved, and then you see it as a board or a council.
The city manager is the executive director of the RDA, and the mayor is the board chair, and I am the manager of the RDA.
Thank you. That's a good question. Thank you.
If you think that how we played that out with the Ivory development where we did the affordable housing, that had, like, every stage. You had rezone and stuff, city. You had affordable housing, RDA. So you had it all intermingled. But if you went back and looked at the agendas, you'll see clear votes by city council, votes by RDA board.
Yes, and I remember that. I just kind of wanted to know the...
Yep.
Thank you. I have a question, actually. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
We walked away too fast.
We didn't get permission.
Is what's the reason for doing this? I mean, why not just let the city council or the city receive the
manage it?
Yeah, I mean,
it simply allows us to do all the budgeting and everything through the same mechanisms we have set up through RDA. So, for instance, in the participation agreement that we're negotiating with the developer, one of the question is to remit the tax increment funds to them upon request when they build something and they trigger the timing as what accounts do we pay that out of? Well, we already have that all set up in the RDA budget. It's just easy to do it out because we remit tax increment funds out of RDA already. That's one example of several just functional things that already are set up in the RDA. That we don't have to reinvent the wheel or create on the city side.
And the rules that govern the RDA are different than what governs city when it comes to finances and divesting them. And it makes it simpler if the RDA does it.
And the HDRZ tends to follow the same principles as RDAs with, you know, it's all about tax increment and you know, when they trigger timelines and stuff, it's stuff we don't do in cities.
HDRZ is really modeled after the RDA stuff, but the legislature put it in as a city function rather than...
So is there any disadvantage to us of running this through the RDA?
I think it gives us advantages, but not disadvantages.
Yeah, I mean, we spend hours this week negotiating some of the participation agreement, which we plan to bring to you probably in the next week or two, get you a draft. And then on your next meeting, you should see it. But all of that, it structurally works much better under the RDA. I mean, because we do participation agreements for the RDA. We also do them for the HDRZ now. And remember, I think we're the second city who will actually sign a participation agreement. I think Vineyard's the first. So we're also kind of plowing new ground that there's not a lot of templates out there, but the RDA allows us to put it in a box where the structure is created to handle it easier.
But if we find down the road there's some kind of disadvantage,
always change.
We can unwind it.
Yes. Oh, easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we'd just bring resolution that the RDA is remitting to the city control of the HRZ.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you. Yes. All right. I'm now going to open the public hearing on resolution R-2023-34, designating the South Jordan Redevelopment Agency as the city's agent for the South Station Housing and Transit Reinvestment Zone Station. Is there anyone here, South Station HGRZ, is there anyone here that would like to speak to this? Or is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? Okay, seeing none, thank you. We will close the public hearing. Any discussion?
I'm ready.
All right. Is there a motion on this resolution?
Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R-2023-34.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any discussion? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, could you please lead us in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I'm now going to ask for a motion to recess City Council meeting and move us to the Redevelopment Agency meeting. Can I get a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
You guys said so fast, I couldn't even write you down. Awesome. All right. All in favor of recessing City Council meeting and moving to Redevelopment Agency meeting, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Welcome to the South Jordan Redevelopment Agency meeting. We are going to have a public hearing on resolution RDA 2023-04, accepting the City of South Jordan's designation of agent for the South Station Housing and Transit Reinvestment Area. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this public hearing? Seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak? Okay, seeing no one, we will close this public hearing and turn to our Redevelopment Agency Board to see if there is any discussion or a motion on this.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve resolution RDA 2023-04.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead this board in a roll call vote?
Mr. McGuire?
Yes.
Ms. Zander?
Yes.
Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Mr. Marler?
Yes.
And Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Thank you. Passes unanimously. And I will now ask if there is a motion. I will ask for a motion to adjourn our Redevelopment Agency meeting and return us to our regular City Council meeting.
Motion to adjourn and return.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Welcome back to our regular City Council meeting. Thank you to both of you for your presentation. Very quickly, before we have our staff reports and calendaring items, we want to wish a very happy birthday to two members of our staff who are with us tonight, burning the midnight oil on their birthday, Anna Crookston and John Day, who's we can't even see.
Hiding.
Happy birthday to both of you. Thanks for being here with us tonight. Yeah.
Should we sing?
Yeah. I mean, we could. Yeah, that's good. By way of note, he is not here, but it's Dan's birthday too.
So really?
It is. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Good day.
Yeah, it's good. This is a good day. All right. Staff reports and calendaring items. We will turn to Mr. Lewis.
Thank you. You've covered most of the items I had. I had a couple of birthdays and. The employee lunch on September 12th that we hope to see you there at, as well as the summer bash on in August. I did want to just make one comment to clarify something that was said earlier in the meeting during the public comment. There was a reference made that the city had opted out of Jordan Valley Water's conservation program. That is actually incorrect. The city has had a program for a couple of years now that we've been very active in. And Jordan Valley Water has just barely made their program available just in the last week or so, and we made that available to our residents as soon as they had their program available to the public. So
We will advertise that in addition to the existing programs, which we've had for a number of years now, and our residents here in South Jordan actually have multiple options to participate in water conservation measures. So I just wanted to clarify that for you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Appreciate you clarifying that. There was a question that came up in the Jordan Valley Water Board meeting last week about South Jordan has all of these abundance of programs that they offer to their residents, and now we're having, you know, everybody else is now going to go through the Jordan Valley Water Savers program. And somebody said, how long are we going to, you know, keep providing some grants and support and doing some one-offs like that for South Jordan? And the staff was very clear and said, to be very honest, for 15 years, we tried to get all of our member agencies to follow the plan South Jordan is doing, and no one would. It was too much work, and they all wanted something easier that we administered. That's why the other program exists, but South Jordan's doing what we tried for many years to get everyone to do. Woo-hoo. So, I know. Our residents do have, I think, more options than anyone. To be able to conserve water and get some rebates and get some incentive programs, and we've got such a robust program here. Thank you to everyone who's part of it. Thank you to our staff and to everyone who's put it together and worked so hard and diligently at it. And we do appreciate the support of Jordan Valley Water and all of our residents who take part in it. But thank you for adding that clarification. All right. Mr. Luce, anything for us?
Just a question as far as we've all been kind of gone during July, during August. If I pick out a few days, send you invites, do you want to have lunches with various legislators?
Sure.
We had the one meeting with Representative Tusher. I know several of you interacted with Senator Fillmore. I've been talking to Representative Pulsifer about a couple different items. She's helping on some league issues that have to do with daycares and stuff. And so I'll just send out general invites with enough notice that if more than two of you decide to come, we can notice the meetings.
What about Representative Cobb?
He's one that we need to get.
Oh, okay.
And also Representative Elis, and he has a very small part of the city. I've run into him while camping, actually, once this summer and talked to him a bit. And he would very much like to talk to South Jordan people. He's funny. He's all, you can bend my ear about South Jordan stuff. I'm all, you're on personal time. And he goes, nope, I'm always open to the public. That's what I ran for. He was very giving of his time. So I will work to set those up. Is there anybody else that you think it's worth reaching out to, whether it's county, school board, or anybody else at this time?
I do think it's going to be important, and it's been suggested to us that as we look to schedule, when I met with Brad Wilson, we talked about bringing he and a couple of our local legislators to tour the Pure Sojo project in time this fall, and Representative Tusher made note to make sure that we are mindful of inviting Representative Schultz to come for that, who is in senior leadership in the House and presumed to be in even more senior leadership soon. That's kind of the what everybody's saying. So,
good way to put it.
So we'll see. But that's something I think we should look to get on the calendar for this fall. It doesn't have, not August, but after summer's over. Yeah. Anyway, just mindful of that.
And we have a meeting, Mayor Dustin and I, this upcoming week. So why don't we strategize that, and we'll try to get enough time for calendars. Once it's easier to work with our legislators' calendars and around yours. Once we do like a Pure Sojo thing, we'll do our best. But I understand if they say it's this time, this date, that'll be the one time and date we get, or maybe two. But we will do our best to get you plenty of notice. We'd love to have you there and involved.
Yeah, for sure. And can I just add a quick note as a follow-up? As a result of our meeting with Representative Tusher, which we've had several of, we've met with him several times, right, in different capacities, different ways. We've had a lot of conversations with him. We've talked quite a bit about transit and light rail and the city's desire to see an extension of the Red Line. Anyway, by way of note, he and I both serve on the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority, and today there was an item on the agenda to ask for it wasn't a resolution, it was just an expression of support to do additional analysis, new, fresh analysis based on development patterns being different than they had been planned way back in the day, maybe, with some, including the annexation and a lot of things in some of the surrounding communities, and now with the Point coming on board. And Representative Tusher and I took that one on together, and we were able to get a unanimous vote of support to make a statement of support for renewed analysis of an extension of the Red Line, taking it from where it currently ends in South Jordan to the Point. And Representative Stanquist, that's significant for the Point Board to say, we're going to make a statement of support for that. Representative Stanquist said, I would also like to ask that at the end of the analysis that we get a recommendation from WFRC or whoever the powers are that be that do the analysis. They'll be key, right? But they'll work with all the partners. A recommendation to the legislature of what needs to happen in order to move forward, what they recommend we might be able to do. It's just one little step, but it's a big step, but it's another step. It's
increment.
Of progress toward recognizing that an extension of the Red Line would be very beneficial to the Point and all points between here and there. So anyway, just wanted you to know, Jordan had that put on the agenda because by state statute, he is a House representative appointment and co-chair of the Point Board now. So he had it put on the agenda and we were able to get a unanimous vote of support. That was the result of our most recent meeting with him. So just wanted you to know, that's a big deal.
Put it a little closer.
Yeah. So thanks to everybody for taking your time. It's good.
Also, the requests I'd have, we're now ending July and going into August, which is, you know, a good season for us to start pushing priorities. I can send you the list of the things that were discussed yesterday by the league from my notes. They're not beautiful notes, but they've got the list on them. I'm happy to send that out. But if you have priorities and things that you're thinking of that you want us to start to look at, for instance, we noticed during the election cycle, someone was trying to file for or thinking about filing for office, but they hadn't moved into, they didn't even have the house. They were just looking at a house in one of the districts and wanted to move into the district and then run from that new district because they thought they'd be moving. There's muddiness in the law as to whether or not they could. It's not real clear. So I've already got that on the league's radar, and they're working with the elections office, the Lieutenant Governor's Office of Elections, on fixing and clarifying that. That's just a policy choice someone's got to make, so it's very clear for all of us who have to deal with it, so Ada doesn't have to call me at scout camp and have a half-hour discussion. And so, because it's just not clear. And so if there's other things that you're noticing and stuff, let's get them on the list, and let's see what we can do as you think through stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. And coming up, our next meeting in August, we'll have some good updates. The work meeting will be quite good. We'll have some, it'll be good. I think you'll like it. I think it'll be good.
Ryan, are you going to set those up as lunches then? Is that what you said?
I can do some as lunches, some as breakfast. It's really going to depend more on what the legislator's time will give us.
I got it. Yeah, I mean, lunches work great for me. I don't know about the rest of the crew, but...
And it seems to work if we just order in and do it in the conference room here.
Great.
It seems to be a lot easier than just have it here and then we can get talking. And
much better.
Yeah.
Much better in restaurants.
So if you guys like that, that's the model. It seems to work.
Yeah.
I don't plan on doing a big, like, legislative breakfast and invite them all at once. We never get a good turnout. And
we won't get anything done.
They don't really...
They're all more cautious in their
They're very deliberate, whereas they tend to relate better. Everybody tends to have a much more frank discussion when it's...
They want
to
be keen to the meeting, too. So.
Yeah.
And they get the floor. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else? No?
No.
All right. Anyone over here have anything for us? Anything we need to know? No? Please.
Just real quick, I did send all of you an email last week that phase one of the Granville extension was going to open last Thursday or Friday. It ended up not opening till noon today, but it is open from Lake Avenue to South Jordan Parkway.
Oh. Awesome.
And they're paving this week from South Jordan Parkway up to Bingham Creek, but As Don knows, we've installed a little bit with Rocky Mountain Power and UTA, finishing the rest of Bingham. So we're still working on that. Hopefully we'll get that done this construction season.
That is the most diplomatic way to say that I've ever heard.
And yeah, I don't want to tell you how I really feel.
Just a simple phrase of, we've been held up a little bit. How long's it been? 3 years? Yeah.
4 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Thank you. No? Okay. All right. If nobody has anything else, I will ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
Madam, we adjourn.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.